Welcome to the Sports Report here on Vectis Radio. My name is Martin Sanders, and I'm here with your latest sports news. Isle of Wight football teams are gearing up for the return of the Saturday League this coming weekend. Saturday, the 3rd of April, we'll see the return of grassroots football here on the Isle of Wight as the lockdown restrictions are lifted across the country. Carisbrook United, they take on Binstead in Division 1 at Classiford Rec. Elsewhere, West Wight take on Shanklin at Camp Road. Cow Sports take on Brading Town. ECS First take on Vectis. Sandown take on Ride St John's. And WMB will host Northwood at WMB's Sports Club. There's plenty of fixtures elsewhere in Division 2 and in the combination leagues as well. I will be bringing you all the results in the sports show here on Vectis Radio on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Elsewhere in elite sport, Bournemouth, they have announced some very bleak news this week. Unfortunately, as with many football clubs, they have confirmed losses of an excess of £60 million for the year ending the 30th of June. Many clubs hit by the coronavirus pandemic, and it's been pretty tough for many clubs, especially with the Cherries dropping out of the Premier League as well. Elsewhere, Sergio Aguero is set to leave Manchester City at the end of this season. The record goal scorer Aguero will leave Man City at the end of the season, the club announced yesterday. The 32-year-old striker's contract expires at the end of the season, and he's been told it will not be renewed by the club. The Argentinian, who signed from Atletico Madrid in 2011, has scored 257 goals in 384 appearances for the club. Elsewhere in sport, former Arsenal and France striker Thierry Henry has said that enough was enough and he had to make a stand against racism on social media. The 43-year-old said last week he was removing himself from all social media because of racism and bullying across all platforms. He said the problem was too toxic to ignore. It was time to make a stand, said Henry, speaking to the Newsnight programme on the BBC on Monday. Things I used to hear in the stadiums and the streets are coming more and more into social media, especially in my community, and the sport I love most of is football. A big stand there from ex-Arsenal striker Thierry Henry. England, they are back in action tomorrow night at Wembley. They take on Poland in another World Cup qualifier, and Robert Lewandowski, the Polish striker, will be out of that game. The 32-year-old Bayern Munich player limped off during Sunday's 3-0 win over Andorra after scoring 2 goals. The Polish FA say he faces up to 10 days out with ligament damage. It's a big boost to Gareth Southgate in England, as Poland will be without their top striker for the big game at Wembley. England, they will be off on the back of a 2-0 win, which is away in Albania on Sunday evening. A big win for the Three Lions and a great performance from Luke Shaw, the ex-Southampton left-back, who's returned to the international fold with a fantastic performance for Gareth Southgate's men on Sunday night. Luke Shaw said, though, he does regret letting down England boss Gareth Southgate in the past and wants to focus on the future with the national team. The Manchester United left-back, who's 25, made his first England appearance in 2018 in that game on Sunday. Shaw admits he pulled out of a lot of camps since the previous appearance against Spain more than 2 years ago. Personally, I massively regret doing that, said Shaw. I think playing for your country is a massive privilege and a massive honour. And I think the times I look to take advantage of that now. I didn't really think about it too much, but of course now I just want to forget about the mistakes I've made in the past. And Gareth has done that, so we're focusing in on the future. And obviously that is what is happening now. It's great news for England to have a left-back in form such as Luke Shaw, and England go into the World Cup qualifier with Poland tomorrow evening at Wembley. I will catch up with you again on Sunday for the sports report here on Vectis Radio at 6 p.m. with a detailed look back at the week's action, and I'll also be here on Friday tea time with a preview of the weekend's fixtures here on the Isle of Wight and further afield.